Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you're going to just throw somebody in there to bat behind Aaron Judge, make it someone who might just happen to run into something.
Tiki,
that is not
I
J.D. Davis.
I agree with you that J.D. Davis shouldn't have batted cleanup, okay? What I'm telling you is for the last 24 hours, all I've heard is the lineup, the lineup, the lineup, the lineup.
It's not the lineup.
Juan Soto, it's the
cleanup hitter.
Okay.
It's who's protecting your best two players.
Tiki, I agree with you. I give that to you guys. It was a bad decision. Juan Soto was 0-for-4 with a walk.
Yeah, but you've played.
Aaron Judge struck out against the crappy Jake Diekman and took a fastball right down the middle.
Let's not mention that. Evan, you know baseball too well to fall for something like that. I'm disappointed that you're using
For what? Those are their two best players. They did nothing in this game.
I'm disappointed you're using that lazy excuse for why the Yankees won. That you know it too well to put it on one at bat. It is impossible to do that.
I'm including Juan Soto's three other at-bats.
You said Aaron Judge striking out to the crappy Jake Diekman. Well, guess what? The shun signs on a dog's ass every now and then.
But hold on.
And so
the way I look at a baseball game is there are different moments that cost you games. And by the way, I haven't even gotten all of them because there's a lot of others that cost them the game. And the Mets had moments that could have or should have cost them their game. Aaron Judge coming up against Jake Diekman with a runner on first and one out. Of course, you're right. It's baseball. You don't succeed 80% of the time.
Exactly,
I acknowledge
that.
But that was a golden opportunity where you had Diekman going after Aaron Judge, and he failed.
Aaron Judge is not batting 1,000. He's not.
So what do you want me to do? Like, not mention the at-bat?
No.
Just talk about J.D. Davis and the first 5 minutes of the game? What you guys want to do?
The at-bat is the at-bat. You can't say that that's the reason that they lost the game.
One of the reasons. I got a whole list. Juan Soto going 0-for-4, that's not a part of it? We're just going to ignore that.
Of course it is.
Okay, well, I'm mentioning that.
I give Jose Quintana a lot of credit because he, for the first time in a while, I saw Juan Soto confused. Like, reaching and like, oh, crap, let me get my bat on that one. And he just three straight to Pete Alonso. So I give Jose Quintana a ton of credit for handling a lefty.
But that's a part of why they lost.
Which he should do, by the way.
I get it. That's a part of why they lost, to just lazily blame it on it's the lineup, it stinks. Meanwhile, J.D. Davis, and those at-bats were bad, Teak. I am not arguing with you and defending J.D. Davis. Can I make that clear?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have batted him clean up. I agree with you about that. But to say that's why they lost simply is not fair. I'll give you another example. And you ready? You Boone haters? I'm going to give you your blood. You want hate for Aaron Boone? I'll give you hate for Aaron Boone. When Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a runner on third and one out in the sixth inning of a tie game, and he has been hitting lately, and the guys on deck are Luis Torrens and Tyrone Taylor, and that's the lead run on third base, you can't face him.
I botched it again.
That was a bad move by Boone. So let's talk about it. Aaron Boone should not have allowed in that inning, in the sixth inning, with Michael Tonkin, who stinks, to face Jeff McNeil in that spot. He should have been walked. And what does Luis Torrens do? I don't know. Maybe grounds into a double play. Maybe it's a three-run home run. I have no idea. But you know McNeil's been hitting. He had hit four home runs in the last four games. You can't face him there. That's a mistake by Aaron Boone. That's number three. You want another one? And by the way, Chunky over here defended this. Alex Verdugo, I want you to listen very carefully. I understand you're a mess right now. Okay, we all get it. You stink right now. With first and second and nobody out and the bottom of the order coming up, bunting is a loser move.
It's an absolute loser move.
Who's up next?
Evan.
Carlos Narvaez.
And who's up after him? The same guy that you sat, looked at the audience, and looked at me and Tiki in the eye yesterday and said, he has earned his at-bats. I believe he'll break out of it. He hit a home run the day before. And DJ LeMahieu, lollipop, flies out in that spout batting ninth. Alex Verdugo, if you're going to struggle and there's no answers behind you, at least he did something productive there. How about the guys behind him? And you know what? Narvaez, okay, well, where's Austin Wells in the lineup at that point, too? For you to start this show today and pin this, one of the biggest reasons was Aaron Judge in that spot.
That's one of the reasons, yes.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that's the only reason, but let's be honest about why they lost the game instead of just blaming it on the lineup.
Why is the game even in that spot where it's coming down to Aaron Judge at 3-2 in the ninth? Why is it in that spot? Because of the lineup that was already putting forth in that game. The idea that Aaron Judge was on base four times in this game and J.D. Davis is swinging at balls in the dirt or with one out, grounds into a double play, which, by the way, the next inning was the inning where they finally scored. You get Volpe gets on. Verdugo gets on in that spot. Down the line, the Yankees put a guy with a negative 16 OPS plus as a Yankee in the cleanup hole who hasn't played a month last night.
Yeah, but Sean set the team up for failure last night. See, you guys, I agree with you. That's the part you're not understanding. J.D. Davis should not have batted a cleanup. I'll say it to you 550 times. I said it to you yesterday. I did not like that move. What I'm arguing with you about is to just pin this loss on that is not fair. There are other factors, and I just laid a few of them out. I'm not saying it's only Aaron Judge, Tiki. I'm saying that at-bat was a part of it. Juan Soto going 0 for 4 is a part of it.
It was a huge missed opportunity.
Yes, Aaron Boone not walking Jeff McNeil with a base open was a part of it. Alex Verdugo laying down a loser-ish bunt is a part of it. Yes, those are all factors.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.